Swim practice usually starts in September. The team missed their first meet in Sitka, and they are likely to miss upcoming Petersburg and Whitehorse meets. Haynes Dolphins swim coach Jackie St. Clair says that's a small price to pay for the improvements to the pool.
We're missing a couple meets this fall, but I know that it's going to be so worth the wait.
She says it won't be much of a setback for the Dolphins. The biggest hurdle when it comes to meets this season will be reduced state ferry service. In her opinion, this is the most convenient time for the pool to be closed. That's because there's plenty of practice time between now and the big championship meets scheduled next spring. And swimmers have been coming up with alternatives to stay in shape.
Several of our older swimmers have joined other sports teams like cross country so that they can continue to train and stay practicing.
She said others even traveled to different pools to train. Last year, the swim team fluctuated between 60 and 70 swimmers, a big group for a small town. St. Clair doesn't know how many swimmers will sign up this year, but she says the upgraded facility may be a draw. Public Facilities Director Ed Coughland says the work is close to complete. He hopes to reopen the pool next week.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We're going to be back in the water soon, and it's going to be better than ever.
Once the team hires a lifeguard, St. Clair says they will be ready to get back in the pool. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.